This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are a weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get deep, dark, and intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot. I'm joined by Cameron.
Hi.
Hello, dynamic duo.
You're really into getting deep and dark on things at the moment. You're talking about it a lot.
I love descriptive and emotive words.
But like, just today, you've done it a lot,
I want to dive through the kind of membrane of society and penetrate into the minds of our listeners.
Wow.
Yep.
That was an experience I'm sure you all enjoyed at home.
So today's show, I want to talk about scams in video games, or specifically scam gaming, games designed to be a scam system, which is a super interesting topic. And some recent stuff has come out that is kind of prompted me to do this.
Yeah, so this comes from, you wrote an article on checkpointgaming.net about a game that's recently come out. I will go on record early and say that, you know, I don't really know much about this industry or this topic, but so this I'm here to learn and I have a lot of opinions.
This will be fun for me because I get to kind of yammer on about stuff and see Cam's reaction.
It's a learning experience.
Quite honestly, some of these scam games are equal parts like horrific and equal parts genius. Like, there's a level where you have to stand back and go, oh my God, that's happening right now? Like, right now in this world?
Well, it's like the modern take on a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, everyone was on a pyramid scheme. Mate, these days, everyone knows what it is. So, what's the next thing? Scam gaming.
It's the new hot thing.
Pyramid schemes. We're bringing it back. It's the new hotness.
Yeah. So, let's start with a kind of a smaller story, I would say, than the main one, which I'm holding off on for some reason.
Oh, my God. So, I'm nervous.
There's a video game that was removed from Steam earlier this month, so quite recently. It was called Abstracticism. Really annoying name to say, to be honest. It's a word that means nothing, basically, but it sounds like it should.
Gaming and words that are made up, that's nothing. That's something completely new.
So what the game was, and this all comes down to the fact that Steam, the biggest marketplace on PC, they've kind of opened the floodgates a little bit. They're not doing as much quality control. Things are just going on there, and then they're dealing with the problem later. So this game, what it was doing is it went onto the storefront kind of masquerading as this niche indie platformer game. People might be like, oh, that's cute, I'll download this. The problem is that the running the EXE for the game downloaded a Trojan horse onto your computer, which turned your computer into a crypto mining vessel. And it would just run in the background without you knowing, and it would be mining cryptocurrency and by siphoning that currency through to whoever created this.
Oh my God, how much of this is going to be about cryptocurrencies? Because they really, like, cryptocurrencies freak me out.
Cryptocurrencies are like, it's this big rabbit hole that you can kind of jump into, and the depth just kind of continues and you don't know what's happening anymore.
It's this concept that really, like, just points at, like, capitalism and our ideas of currency as they are right now and goes, see, it's all made up, you can do whatever.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? Because cryptocurrency is just this online currency. It's this currency that doesn't actually tangibly exist, yet it holds a value because people say it does. They're like, this has value, therefore, you just have to deal with that. And as long as people keep buying into that idea, it just ups in value.
And then it just makes you sit there and you just go, what am I doing turning up to work for my own currency? Is that real? What is real? What is society? Is time real?
Like, but it's not that far removed from what we have, right? We just have little plastic or paper notes that we say has value.
I can't have an existential crisis on air.
Well, you're going to have to, because this whole thing, it deals with cryptocurrency. Because cryptocurrency is the modern scam. It's the modern day scam. Let's face it, the people who get in early are the ones who sit at the top. And the people who kind of do all the labor and do the crypto mining, they sit at the bottom. They're doing all the hard work while the currency devalues. And the smart people get out at the right time.
I just, how do you crypto mine? Like, this is so foreign to me.
I mean, you're not wielding a pickaxe.
Oh my God, it's the little program running in the background with a little, like, pixelated miner going through your files. It's like, oh, I found a diamond in here.
Okay. Tick, 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 tick. That sounds kind of fun, though.
That's basically Terraria.
I might jump on crypto mining. You've convinced me.
Don't do it!
So, that was abstracticism. I hope I get that word right. Probably don't, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, do you care?
And it's one of many examples of games that frequently find their way into the kind of public realm and into people's hands, and all of a sudden, oh no, it's a gigantic scam. We've seen scams happen in gaming before. This is a bit of a different type of scam. But for instance, if you go to Kickstarter and you make all these promises and you say, oh, we're going to deliver, you get all your money from the crowd and then you kind of vanish, leave without a trace. It's an exit scam. You get the money, you go.
Am I right? Is the company that's currently behind Atari Box has a name for themselves? Like, there's a big question mark hanging over them, this new Atari that they're releasing. The company behind it, don't they have some kind of history with possibly not delivering on promises that they've made?
If that's true, it makes this show even more fun, so I'm going to believe it, even though I don't know for a fact.
We need Colby here, because I believe Colby wrote an article about this and the fact that, you know, it's shaky.
It's not like
outright like they, you know, did this, but it's unsure.
Was it the Atari Box, or was it there is a company who makes a lot of those kind of mini consoles, but they're not
No, I think it's the Atari Box, the new one that's coming out.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a cloud of doubt around its legitimacy.
Yeah. Well, we're not dealing with clouds of doubt today, because we have so many examples of clouds full of scam.
Truth.
Yeah.
Justice.
Yeah, we're going to rain down some justice
from our podcast in Melbourne.
Okay. So let's get to the meat of this.
No, I thought we were there.
No, we're here now.
Okay.
So there is a video game out in the ether right now. It's called FOMO 3D.
Like fear of missing out?
Yeah, well, that's what FOMO stands for, fear of missing out. But the game is called FOMO 3D. Now, let me describe what FOMO 3D is. And let me start out by saying, as of yesterday, when I first did this research for this, $28 million have gone into this video game. Huh. As in, users, people, real people, have spent real money to the equivalent of $28 million. So let me describe the premise of FOMO 3D. FOMO 3D essentially is a gigantic timer that will constantly tick down to zero. Now, you can purchase keys for FOMO 3D. And the idea is the last person to purchase a key before the time hits zero will win the jackpot. And the jackpot is created from users buying keys and therefore putting money into the pot. Now, here's the real kicker. FOMO 3D's timer will, rather than count down, will jump back up as soon as somebody purchases a key. So what it is, it's a never-ending cycle of counting down, reaching nearly zero, people buying in, and the timer ticking back to the beginning. So it's called FOMO 3D because the idea is you're fearing the idea of missing out. Oh, if I purchase this key, I could be the last one to get it. I could win the jackpot. Now, where this goes kind of crazy is the realization that, well, if people keep purchasing keys, then the timer never reaches zero and nobody ever wins. And with so much attention currently drawn on this game and so many people playing and so many people openly setting up bots and scripts to purchase keys as the timer is about to hit zero, the realization is that timer will never actually hit zero. And instead, this company who's made this game is racking up all of this real-world money. Now, they're doing it through a cryptocurrency called Ethereum, because obviously if you deal with cryptocurrencies, you don't have to deal with the actual legality of the US dollar or whatever. So everything is going through this cryptocurrency, and on top of that, if you can refer a friend, and 10% of all the keys they purchase go to you, and 10%, and like the same thing, if they refer a friend, then that kind of trickle up effect happens, and you're in a pyramid scheme where the people who get in first are constantly generating money and getting revenue, and the people who come in last are just paying for it by purchasing keys and trying to win the jackpot, a jackpot that will never be won. Cam, what are your thoughts?
Oh my god, many. Can I ask what it's baffling. Okay, so how long is the countdown?
Well, the countdown could be any given amount of time. If a whole bunch of people buy a key, then that jumps up to whatever, like 48 hours or something.
Right. So rather than having like a top limit, it's affected by how many people are purchasing.
Yeah. Oh, huh. I don't think there is a top limit. But the thing is, it never like goes past, like if you purchase a key, it only goes up by a few seconds. So okay. It never tends to dip over kind of 5 or 10 minutes. It always tends to stay in that like bottom realm. But constantly, right? It'll constantly shift up and shift down and shift up and shift down.
That's what I was wondering. Like, it's that thing of, like, if it goes back to, you know, a day or two, I can see how quickly that would kind of burn out and people would move on. But sitting at the 5 to 10 minutes, it's always that edge that, like, oh, I gotta go. I gotta do it.
And this plays on, like super dated kind of scams that have been going on for so long, right? If you put in, like, $100 into a pot and hope to win, and then somebody puts $101 and now they're the leader, in your mind it's like, well, I've already put $100, I could put in $2 extra and now I'm the market leader and I could win again, or I could risk $100. Obviously I'm going to do the $2. It makes sense, right?
Yeah,
but everybody is doing that. Everybody loses.
And so where's this? So this cryptocurrency, did it exist before the game?
So this cryptocurrency it's in existence. Having said that, though, this game and its popularity have boosted this cryptocurrency to new levels. It is a very popular cryptocurrency at the moment, and it's actually a very valuable cryptocurrency because people are investing in this cryptocurrency because this game forces you to do so to participate. Right? You're purchasing this cryptocurrency. Here's the fun part.
Oh, no.
The only way to win this game is if people stop purchasing keys for the game, therefore stop purchasing this cryptocurrency. And we all know that when something is no longer in demand and no longer being purchasing, it crashes.
Its value crashes. So the person who ends up winning all of this cryptocurrency, suddenly it's not worth... Surely it's to be worth something, but it's not worth the value that it was.
It's not worth the current value, which is an insane value. So... Ergo, you can see what a kind of amazing and genius system is absolutely crippling people, and there's no real legality to kind of police this. It's using cryptocurrency. As long as the company running this game isn't based in any specific area, they can just keep doing it, right?
Oh my God. And the problem is, like, with cryptocurrency already in existence, how do you then legalize it and how do you put legality on it when it exists in a digital space and isn't owned by any one country? I hate this.
Can we get more fun?
Oh, God, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. Yep. So, they've gamified FOMO 3D in some really weird ways and silly ways. So, for instance, there are teams and you can pick your team and kind of track the stats of other teams and see how you're competing in the kind of global sphere.
What does the team get you?
Well, you just see nothing.
You just go, oh, I'm part of something.
Yeah, I am part of Team Turtle. Oh, Team Turtle God. Currently has purchased the most teams. Go Team Turtle.
I hate this.
So
this is awful.
It keeps going. The website calls itself a scam. It's the URL for the website is exitscam.me. So you can actually find it if you want to. I don't recommend purchasing anything in it, but that's where it is. They call themselves a scam. They define what an exit scam is, which is a scam where you provide goods and services for currency.
Mm-hmm.
And then you claim the currency and don't provide the goods and services and leave. That's what an exit scam is. So they've called their game or the URL of the game exit scam, which means they collect the currency and they don't deliver on it. That's the name of the URL for this game that people are spending millions of dollars on. On top of that, you just go onto the kind of the page of this game and it will mock scams. It'll mock its own players. It will mock the systems it uses, pyramid schemes, exit scams, cryptocurrency. It mocks it all and nobody cares. You go into the user profile of like About Us and the bios for the people who made this are just jokes. They're absolute jokes. Like deliberately so. It's satire. Yet it's still achieving the result of a scam despite self-identifying and parodying a scam.
It's a question of like, did this begin as like a social statement and it's just actually turned into what it was trying to parody?
Yeah. That's what it feels like. It feels like it's trying to be a social experiment. A social experiment that went so right that it is now, in fact, the thing it was parodying.
Okay, but like, so here's my question is, who's playing it? Because I've never heard of it before. And who are these people that are getting dragged into this world? Like, it feels like it must be very clearly targeted towards certain individuals. Because yeah. I've never even seen it come up in the gaming sphere before.
Well, I mean, this is the dark part of the gaming sphere, which I like to dip web. Into every now and again.
The dark web.
Just to kind of, like, dip my feet and see where things are at. Because, yeah, people don't talk about this. Why would you talk about a game that is a scam? Because by talking about it, you're... helping it.
Like, this feels like a more extreme version of that, those few times where you're like, no, I didn't buy any loot boxes, and you're like, I bought loot boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's those people who are particularly vulnerable, yeah. and they see this as an opportunity, and they buy in, not really understanding the ramifications of what they're getting themselves into.
This is giving me a panic attack, and I've never, I'm not susceptible to panic attacks. Like, but my skin is crawling at the idea of this. I just it very much ties into that kind of, you know, the gambling, the pokies, and how pokies kind of, you know, grabbed into a certain type of person and held on to them, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This feels like it's marketing the same way, the promise of, well, you could put in put in that dollar and you could win big.
Even though the obvious thing is that nobody's going to win this. Like, how do you win a game that perpetually generates and more...
self-destructs the second it succeeds.
Yeah, and the only way to win is for people to stop paying attention to it. But if people stop paying attention to it, then the chance of winning grows, and therefore people start paying attention to it. Right? Not to mention that, like, it's...
in this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics.
It's crazy. It's this crazy idea that I don't know how it ends.
The perpetual... does it?
There was a Reddit subreddit called The Button that did this same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to push the button and that restarted the timer. And there was no money involved. But that went on for so long.
But that's just a matter of an experiment on kind of...
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a scam.
Yeah, but that's an experiment. That crowd mentality.
It proves that people are willing to... kind of go to these extreme lengths to continue this system. And as soon as you're invested until it ends, right? I just don't know where this, like, stops.
And how you police it. Like, that's the scary thing is, like, how do you control something like this? Who takes the charge on that? Like, yeah. Who polices the internet?
And look, I know it's wrong, but there's still this... morbid curiosity that I have where it's like...
Oh, no, you've brought it up on the computer screen.
Yeah, I brought it up. I want you to see this. So, you can see they're openly mocking themselves.
Oh, wow.
It says all the fun of an exit scam, except the word fun flickers to say fear. Yeah, it defines, like, what it is. It mocks kind of, like, the people who play it.
The website's glitching as well to, like, have weird imagery and text appear.
It's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Oh, it's really real. Uncomfortable.
It's here, and you can kind of, like, track the stats as it goes, so you can continually see. Right now, there's 15 minutes. God. As of speaking, there's 15 minutes and 26 on the timer. You can see how much Ethereum has gone into it, which converts currently to $6.7 million. That's the pot. Having said that, you can, like, track the stats of it, and you can see that there is a lot of wealth. Total invested currently is $29.6 million. That's how much has gone into this game right now.
So what's this distributed rewards? What's that mean?
So, that's what I was talking about as far as the pyramid scheme. Right. So, if you refer people, you get 10% of whatever key purchases they put in there. So, there are people who are actually making money off this at the top of the pyramid. So it's a pyramid scheme.
The point of this is that there is eventually one final winner.
Yeah, who wins the remainder of the pot.
But there can never be a winner.
Well, I mean, technically there can. I don't know that it'll ever happen, though.
Well, is this the kind of thing that we see this get shut down?
And nobody wins.
And nobody wins.
Well, it either gets shut down or the people who are running it don't pay out the winner regardless.
But again, this falls down to, like, so things like pirating is a country by country, you know, those people oversee it, they block it. Do we need situations like that where something like this is, you know, overseen by the government, but then do we have them kind of meddling in censorship and, you know, when does censorship actually help consumer because it stops this from existing? What? It just went up.
Yeah, because people are purchasing keys.
Oh my God, it just went up by 15 minutes.
So,
I feel like I'm watching people ruin their lives.
The opposite of this is, though, what if somebody just has enough wealth and they find this social experiment interesting and they want to participate? Is it therefore a scam? Is a scam if it tells everybody that it is a scam? Or is it therefore on the consumer? Like, they're not hiding here. They're saying, we're a scam.
It's a level of, like, do we as consumers have to wear the blame for letting this happen? And are they... No, we have... They hold... Oh, my God.
So, Cam, here are your teams. Who do you want to join and how much money are you going to put into this?
No, stop. Team Snack. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, my God. Then they have things like, this team has the most F to the pot. I'm like, great. So, and they've called them whale.
Yeah.
They've fully just gone, you're the whale, because you've put the most money into this.
Yeah. I don't know if those, they actually mean anything, or if they're just little...
Again, who knows? Poking fun.
Yeah.
Like, is... Oh, my... I am so sorry to those who are listening to this riveting... riveting podcast, making for this great audio as Elliot gives me a tour around a website. But I go have a look. Please don't take part.
No, like please definitely don't. Definitely look at a morbid curiosity like us, but don't take part. If this podcast isn't enough to highlight why it's a terrible idea, just use some.
Oh my God,
it just some came common up sense
and told me that Brilliante 2100, who's the last person to purchase a key, wants to go to the Bahamas. You should snipe their ticket.
So it'll keep track of who was the last person to purchase a key, and it'll tell you how that you should like. Yeah, you should.
Oh, someone did.
Well, of course they did. That's the point of the game, Cam. Right, Lamar, now you're amazed.
Lamar just took it. What are you doing, Lamar?
Lamar,
donate that money. Oh my God.
Anyway, we have been talking about games as a scam, and a large focus of that is on this FOMO 3D game because it is so fascinating to me personally. Mm. It is a crazy system. It is. That kind of equal parts horrific, genius, and stupid at the same time, yet it exists, and it is such a clearly playing such a big part.
Watching this and learning about this side of gaming, which, to be fair, like, I've probably had my eyes closed to. I don't want to know it exists, so I don't see it, but it is making my skin crawl. I'd be really interested, like, if people have taken part or if people are involved in this industry in any way, you know, reach out to us because I'd have questions because I'm so, like, curious but also, like, terrified by this world.
It's one of those things where the rabbit hole runs so deep and not everybody, myself absolutely included, understands the significance of stuff like cryptocurrency and understands the full ramifications of how that currency works and how it's exploitable and these scam games that kind of utilize cryptocurrency to their advantage. Like, we don't fully comprehend it. Therefore, they can do whatever they want because it's only a very select group of people who understand it to the nth that you would need to.
Also, if you, like, do understand cryptocurrency and you, like, want to message us and try and teach us, I don't care.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
I don't care about cryptocurrency. Cam, I won't learn.
Remain blissfully ignorant.
I would prefer to never know what cryptocurrency is. Let me just live in my, you know, capitalist bubble.
Personally, I'm picking up my pickaxe. I'm joining Team Snack. And we are going to hunt down those filthy whales.
I'm
going to
disconnect your internet so you can't take part in this.
No, that makes sense. Thank you, Cam. You always have my back.
Thank you, Elliot, for always, like, forcing me to look at the worst parts of gaming culture.
I love it. It's like, yeah, you need to know.
Oh, some wish
part
I
of
didn't.
You just needs to know. Anyway, that's all the time we've got.
Thinking about this while I go to bed tonight.
Good. Let it haunt your dreams. We have been Checkpoint Intimates. I'm Elliot.
I've been joined
by Cameron, and we're off. Make sure you join us next week. I'm sure I'll have something.
Another horrible thing to introduce me to.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.